Hello and welcome to a journey into the depths of one of Earth's most essential and enigmatic substances, water. Have you ever wondered how a simple molecule like water could hold the key to life, consciousness, and perhaps even the mysteries of the universe? Imagine this. You're standing beside a tranquil lake at dawn. Mist rises gently from the surface as the sun peeks over the horizon. Ripples dance across the water, creating patterns too complex for the eye to follow. Beneath this serene surface, could there be a hidden language? A code that carries information, connects life, and influences consciousness itself? Today, we'll dive into the fascinating world of water through the lens of the equation AI equals C. A represents data, the raw information input. I symbolizes information processing capacity, the ability to interpret and manipulate that data. C stands for consciousness, the emergent experience resulting from data and processing. But how does water fit into this framework? Let's explore together. Let me pose a question. What if water is not just a passive substance, but an active participant in life's processes? Consider this puzzle. Our bodies are about 60% water, yet water is involved in every process that keeps us alive. How is that possible? Water isn't just a backdrop. It's a dynamic medium facilitating molecular interactions. Think of water molecules forming a vast interconnected network, like dancers in a cosmic ballet, constantly forming and breaking bonds, transmitting information at incredible speeds. Let's delve deeper. Have you heard of structured water? This is water that forms specific arrangements around biomolecules, influencing how they behave. Imagine water molecules as supportive companions surrounding proteins and enzymes, guiding them into the shapes they need to perform their functions. Here's a fascinating example. Researchers have found that the way water molecules arrange themselves around DNA can affect gene expression. The hydration shell, the layer of water molecules surrounding DNA, can influence how genes are turned on or off. Isn't it astonishing that something as simple as the arrangement of water molecules could impact the very code of life? Now let's venture into the quantum realm, a place where the usual rules of physics take a back seat. Water exhibits quantum behaviors. For instance, protons in water can tunnel through energy barriers, a bit like a ghost walking through walls. This quantum tunneling allows for rapid proton transfer, essential in processes like energy production within our cells. Picture this. Inside your mitochondria, the powerhouses of your cells, protons move not just over barriers, but through them, thanks to quantum mechanics. This efficient transfer is crucial for generating ATP, the energy currency of life. But here's the puzzle. Could these quantum properties of water be linked to consciousness? Let's explore this intriguing possibility. Our brains are about 75% water. Neurons rely on the movement of ions, charged particles, to send signals. Water's semiconductive properties facilitate this ion transport, maintaining the delicate electrochemical balance necessary for neural function. Consider the microtubules within neurons, tiny structures that some scientists believe could be sites of quantum processing. The ORC-OR theory, proposed by Sir Roger Penrose and Dr. Stuart Hameroff, suggests that consciousness arises from quantum computations in these microtubules, with water playing a key role in maintaining quantum coherence. While this theory is debated, it opens a fascinating dialogue. Could the quantum properties of water within our brains contribute to the emergence of consciousness? Now let's talk about water's sensitivity to electromagnetic fields. Have you ever wondered how a microwave heats food? It uses electromagnetic waves to excite water molecules, generating heat. On a subtler level, electromagnetic fields can influence the hydrogen bonds between water molecules, altering its structure. This raises thought-provoking questions. How might everyday electromagnetic exposure, from cell phones, Wi-Fi, and other sources, affect the water in our bodies? Could these subtle changes influence our biology in ways we're only beginning to understand? Expanding our view beyond Earth, water plays a vital role in the cosmos. In the cold depths of space, Water ice coats interstellar dust grains, facilitating chemical reactions that lead to the formation of complex organic molecules, the building blocks of life. Imagine comets and asteroids delivering water to barren planets, seeding them with the potential for life. It's like cosmic pollination, with water as the carrier of life's possibilities. Isn't it profound to think that the water we drink today may have journeyed across the universe, connecting us to distant stars? Throughout history, water has held a special place in human culture and spirituality. From purification rituals in sacred ceremonies to the symbolism of water as a source of life and renewal, it resonates with our deepest beliefs and emotions. Consider Dr. Masaru Emoto's controversial experiments, where he claimed that human consciousness could affect the molecular structure of water. While his work is debated, it touches on a compelling idea that water may bridge the physical and the metaphysical, connecting mind and matter. As we near the end of our journey, we're left with more questions than answers. Could water's quantum properties be key to understanding consciousness? How might the electromagnetic environment influence the water within us? What secrets does water hold in its silent, ever-flowing presence? Perhaps the true essence of water lies not just in its chemical formula, H2O, but in its ability to connect the micro with the macro, the physical with the metaphysical, the individual with the universe. So next time you take a sip of water, pause for a moment. Consider the incredible journey each molecule has taken, the role it plays in your body, and the mysteries it holds within. Water is more than a substance. It's a conduit of life, information, and perhaps even consciousness itself. Thank you for joining me on this exploration. Please like and subscribe. Until we meet again, keep questioning, keep wondering, and remember that sometimes the simplest things hold the deepest secrets. If today's journey intrigued you, I invite you to dive deeper. Explore the science, ponder the mysteries, and share your thoughts. Let's continue this conversation and see where the currents of curiosity take us.